the Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome along to the first episode of the Tour de Podcha. It's Proper Sports Tour de Yorkshire podcast, wrapping up everything that's happened in the Tour de Yorkshire across the first day. Thanks very much for downloading. What you're going to hear about in the next hour or so is everything that's happened at the Tour de Yorkshire when we started in Beverley and then finishing up, of course, in Doncaster a little bit earlier on this evening. Tour de Podcha, of course, will be with you throughout the entire tour. So that's 4 days, of course, 2 days for the women's and 4 days for the men's race, and we kick off in Barnsley tomorrow morning. But earlier on, myself and Michael Waydock started very early, way before the women started. We caught up with a lot of the women, and we've got a lot of the colour from what's happening in Beverley. And what an amazing place, and what an amazing turnout by the people of Yorkshire. Welcome along to Beverley here on Proper Sport for day one of the Tour de Yorkshire. It's the fourth version, and we start in Beverley and we end in Doncaster on day one. My name's Darren Harper. Alongside me is our award-winning broadcast partner, which is Michael Waydock. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Really looking forward to this stage one, Beverley to Doncaster. It's 182 kilometres today. It's a largely flat stage, so this will suit the sprinters. So if we're talking about the men's race later on, expect to see Mark Cavendish involved in a bunch finish, and obviously we've got the women's race, and it's another historic year for the women's race on the Tour de Yorkshire because we have two stages this year as well. So again, raising the game as far as this event's concerned and the women's race.
Yeah, and the women's race, there's a lot more people around in Beverley than we've seen in previous years for starts of women's races, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, obviously the weather across the weekend is forecast to be really good, and that helps. I remember being in Beverley for the start of the men's race.
It was very wet.
A couple of years ago, it was a very, very wet event, and that caused issues because at the official start of Beverley Racecourse, there's the cattle grid there, and there was a massive crash right at the start. But as you say, for the women's teams, for Story Racing, some of the other world-class teams that are here, we have a world champion here, of course, the World Road Race champion competing in the women's race, Chantel Black as well. You know, that is a really outstanding elite field and an outstanding elite racing prospect.
Yeah, over the course of this hour, you're going to be catching up with a number of the women's racers who are currently on and around the course. We'll be bringing you updates, of course, from the course and from the finish of the women's race. Michael's going to be down at Doncaster for that. The start of the men's race is around about 1 o'clock this afternoon here in Beverley, so it's going to be really, really busy. And already the crowds are beginning to gather here, and the atmosphere already, Michael, looking pretty good.
Yeah, and the things to look out for on the stages today, the women are doing a slightly shorter stage than the men today. So the men are on 182 kilometres, the women on 132 and a half kilometres. Things to look out for. We've got some King of the Mountain stages, Cote de Bagaby Hill, with around about 92 and a half kilometres to go on the men's stage. We've got a sprint through Pocklington, so that should be exciting. Around about 4:05 this afternoon, and they'll be heading into Doncaster just after 6 o'clock this evening, the men's race.
Yeah, it is very exciting to see. I mean, all the women's teams have been riding around Beverley this morning, and the men's teams are just getting themselves ready as well. We'll be catching up with a number of those across the day. And don't forget, of course, you're going to be able to catch up with us each and every day on the Tour de Podcha. We're going to be wrapping up all of the day's events from the Tour de Yorkshire in a one-bite podcast for you. You can download every single night over the course of the Tour de Yorkshire. The one thing I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to catch up with Sir Gary Verity about this a little bit later on, I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow, the finish at the summit, cow and calf. That's not been done so far on the Tour de Yorkshire, and that on its own, I think, is very exciting about tomorrow.
Yeah, first summit finish. This year's Tour de Yorkshire brings, again, lots of really, really good stories. And for me, you're looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing the Holdsworth squad. Now, they are a new professional cycling outfit. They're based out of Rotherham. Now, for cycling aficionados, the Holdsworth squad were originally a Hertfordshire team back in the 70s, but they're back. They're Rotherham base now. They've got Russ and Dean Downing, who again cycling fans will know. Russ Downing rides, Dean is the sporting director. So to see them here as an elite team making their debut, for me, they're only 7 months old, they got a wild card entry, that is one of the highlights.
It's a fantastic advert, of course, for Yorkshire as well. It's on TV screens right across the world, advertising Yorkshire. I heard a stat, Michael, that this is bringing in around about 1.2 billion into Yorkshire coffers. So this is an event that's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it has done. I mean, the roots, obviously, back in 2014 with the Grand Depart, I think that surprised everybody, most of all the organisers of the Tour de France, about how many people came out. And that's why there was the appetite for this event. That's why Welcome to Yorkshire and the organisers of the Tour de France wanted to start something, start a legacy. It's an overused word, but it's true in Yorkshire as far as cycling is concerned. Hugely beneficial economically, as you say. Figures of over £1 billion being quoted today. 2 million people on the streets. If you own a pub, a tea room, a coffee shop on the route, this is a huge boon to you.
It's going to be a fantastic first day's racing, of course, for the Tour de Yorkshire. Getting off underway at Beverley, the men get underway around about 10 to 2 this afternoon. So make sure you stick with us right here on Proper Sport. We'll be giving you updates right the way throughout the day.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to Proper Sport, and well, we're with Sir Gary Verity. Sir Gary, good morning. How are you feeling ahead of day one?
Yeah, really excited. The crowd is building here in Beverley. We've got blue skies and sunshine. We're looking forward to getting all the way through to Doncaster with a big sprint finish, so really excited.
Yeah, 4 days this year as well, Gary. Has that put extra pressure on you getting this organised?
Oh yeah, obviously a lot more work for the team, a lot more work for all of us, but that's what we do, and we love it.
And 2 days for the women's race. We're just about to get underway with the women's race. Is there any thought about getting it up to 4 days for the women's race, or do you think two is probably the maximum we can do at the moment?
Well, with the current configuration and the way that we organise everything, you know, it's impossible to do more stages for the women. We would need to start the women's race at 6 a.m, which clearly is just ridiculous.
But of course, with the men's race, we've got some big names, of course, coming back this year, especially with like Mark Cavendish. You've got to be happy with the stars you've been able to book this year.
We've got a great field, both for the women's race and the men's race. We've got the best riders in the world, so we're just delighted with the start line.
And just finally on that second day, finishing on cow and calf, that's going to be an immense finish in Ilkley.
We hope so.
Sir Gary, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Sir Gary Verity joining us on Proper Sport this morning, of course, ahead of the start of the Tour de Yorkshire.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
It's Tour de Yorkshire day today. 2 stages of the women's race, and I'm stood by the Story Racing bus. Dame Sarah Story is with me. What is it like to be stood next to a bus emblazoned with your name ahead of this fantastic event?
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. It was very daunting last season in our first year as Story Racing, but now it's proud as well to see the girls riding in our kit and getting up for racing some of the best riders in the world. Both Domers are just over there, so you just got to try not to fangirl.
Yeah, you've got obviously world champions, some world-class racers here. From your point of view, from your team, who are the ones to watch today?
Well, for us, it's very much a day of race of 2 stages with the flat stage and our 3 sprinters today, and then the hilly race with our climbers tomorrow. So we're looking at, you know, having opportunities in both stages with different riders. I don't think the GC is a realistic opportunity, but you never know. So we're never ruling anything out, but we know our limits, and I think that's really important that you have challenging but achievable goals, and they're expected to ride at the front of the race and take part and make sure that they're pushing for a success.
How important is Tour de Yorkshire for your sport?
Tour de Yorkshire is incredible. It's, you know, obviously the legacy event from the Grand Depart and the Tour de France in 2014, but to bring the women's race in and grow the women's race as quickly as it has done, it is real testament to Gary Verity and his team. So, you know, everyone's really chuffed to see the race now move up to 2 days, and I know everyone's gagging for it to be 4 days. Women's sport just needs to keep growing, and we are growing very, very quickly. We have to be realistic about how fast we can grow and make sure that we can keep step with the, you know, the racing, the other racing around. But this is just one of the most most important races on the calendar. It's at the start of the season, and we move next month into Women's Tour, and then we get Ride London. So we've got three of the very biggest races in the world or in the UK, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Family affair for you. You've got a dual role today, clearly.
Yeah, well, this is Charlie. He's 6 months old, and he's the reason I'm not riding. And it's a little bit too hard to, a race to be coming back so soon for. So I'm here to support the team, do some of the social media, help look after the staff and the riders, and make sure the logistics are around. I'm taking the camper van to the finish. I'll be making the lunch in the van, ready for when everyone finishes.
Well, great to chat to you on Proper Sport, Dame Sarah.
The Tour de Poncha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to Beverley. We're here for the Tour de Yorkshire and the start of the women's race. I'm with the road racing world champion. It's Chantel Black. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Beautiful day in Yorkshire. You've brought the sun with you today. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I'm also very happy that it's sunny today. Yeah.
It's a little bit chilly in the shade, but you're not going to be worried about being chilly a little bit later on, I don't think.
No, probably not. The course is pretty hard, and there are really good riders on the start line, so I expect a hard race. Yeah.
How does this sort of compare to other events that you've been involved with, and of course in world championships as well? How does the Tour de Yorkshire compare?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The race is organized pretty well. That's really nice to see. And my experience from last year is that there are a lot of people on the side of the road. And I really like that.
And 2 days it's over this year. So it's the first time it's been over 2 days. And that's obviously much more fulfilling as you was a women's racer.
Yeah, it's good to have more than 1 day, especially there are two very nice days. I'm looking forward also for tomorrow. Tomorrow's a bit harder with finish uphill, we see.
which day's riding suits your game better?
Yeah, I think today. I also like when the course is hard with some climbs in it, but finish uphill is not my best finish. So, yeah, we see today. But we have a good sprinter with us. So I will see what's going to happen. Probably I try to sit in a break or something.
And I suppose, is this good preparation for next year? The World Championships are going to be in Yorkshire next year. Is this a good sort of preparation for it for you?
Yeah, we can taste a bit the atmosphere here. Yeah, last year there was a really hard course with a super hard climb in it, and this is a bit different, so it shows that the course can be everything.
Well, good luck today. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. That's Chantel Black, road racing world champion, talking to us on Proper Sport Radio, and we're going to be live from the course right the way throughout the day here on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Poncha from Proper Sport.
It's Tour de Yorkshire day today, two stages of the women's race, and I'm stood by the Story Racing bus. Dame Sarah Story is with me. What is it like to be stood next to a bus emblazoned with your name ahead of this fantastic event?
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. It was very daunting last season in our first year as Story Racing, but now it's proud as well to see the girls riding in our kit and getting up for racing some of the best riders in the world. Bowles Dolmans are just over there, so you just got to try not to fangirl.
Yeah, you've got obviously world champions, some world-class racers here. From your point of view, from your team, who are the ones to watch today?
Well, for us, it's very much a day of a race of two stages, with the flat stage and our three sprinters today, and then the hilly race with our climbers tomorrow. So we're looking at having opportunities in both stages with different riders. I don't think the GC is a realistic opportunity, but you never know. So we're never ruling anything out, but we know our limits, and I think that's really important that you have challenging but achievable goals, and they're expected to ride at the front of the race and take part and make sure that they're pushing for a success.
How important is Tour de Yorkshire for your sport?
Tour de Yorkshire is incredible. It's obviously the legacy event from the Grand Depart and the Tour de France in 2014, but to bring the women's race in and grow the women's race as quickly as it has done, it is a real testament to Gary Verity and his team. So now everyone's really chuffed to see the race now move up to 2 days, and I know everyone's gagging for it to be 4 days. Women's sport just needs to keep growing, and we are growing very, very quickly. We have to be realistic about how fast we can grow and make sure that we can keep step with the racing around, but this is just one of the most most important races on the calendar. It's at the start of the season, and we move next month into Women's Tour, and then we get Ride London. So we've got three of the very biggest races in the world or in the UK, and we're really proud to be a part of it.
Family affair for you. You've got a dual role today, clearly.
Yeah, well, this is Charlie. He's 6 months old, and he's the reason I'm not riding. It's a little bit too hard a race to be coming back so soon for. So I'm here to support the team, do some of the social media, help look after the staff and the riders and make sure the logistics are around. I'm taking the camper van to the finish. I'll be making the lunch in the van ready for when everyone finishes.
Well, great to chat to you on Proper Sport, Dame Sarah Story. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back. It's Tour de Yorkshire. We're in Beverley ahead of the start of the women's race, which is going to get off in a short wee while. Danny Rose with us. Morning, Danny.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Sun's shining, so I'm looking forward to racing today.
It's almost like perfect cycling conditions, aren't they?
Yeah, it is actually. Just a little bit early, that's all. Yeah, normally the case when there's a men's race after us. But no, it's all good. I'm really excited. I think there'll be really good crowds out today, especially because the sun is shining. So, yeah, I think we're in for some really good races.
And exciting as well, that the women's race over 2 days this year. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's fantastic that we've got 2 days of racing, and also that we've got live coverage from start to finish. It's such a huge deal for women's cycling, and it's really important. So it's brilliant that the women's race is also building. So it's looking good for the future for women's cycling.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. You're racing with British Cycling. How are you feeling ahead of today? You feeling in tip-top form yourself?
I'm looking forward to the race. I think it quite suits me. Tomorrow's going to be a really tough stage. I think today will be about conserving energy, and then tomorrow it's going to all kick off on the last couple of climbs. But yeah, I'm excited. I've come out of the Commonwealth Games in pretty good form. I raced in Liège, had a pretty good result there. So yeah, hopefully I'm still holding on to a bit of that form.
What do the stages look like? You say tomorrow looks the tougher of the two. There's a couple of sprints today. It seems quite a tough one today to me anyway.
I think today shouldn't be too bad on paper. I think the climbs after about 40 kilometres, and after that it's pretty pan flat to the finish. So yeah, I put my money on it being a bunch sprint today.
And we obviously talk about this being in Yorkshire, that the Tour de Yorkshire's gotten quite important for us now. On the cycling calendar, do you look forward to the Tour de Yorkshire now?
Yeah, I do massively. Obviously, being a British rider, it's one of my most important races, and I put it up there with any other race really of the year. So I think it's just building year on year, and it's becoming a bigger sort of profile race for women. So yeah, I can't see why it shouldn't be a World Tour race in the future.
And do you think it should go to 4 days? Is that going to be a possibility in the future, do you think?
Yeah, I'd love it to be 4 days. I don't see why not, why it can't be sort of run parallel with the men. So yeah, that would be really cool.
Well, good luck today. Have a good time. Enjoy Yorkshire.
I will, thanks.
Wonderful stuff. That's Danny Rowe, Great British Cycling Team here at the Tour de Yorkshire, just about to get underway in Beverley. Welcome to Beverley for the start of the women's race in the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. We are at the start line, and they are just about 1 minute away, Michael. Looking forward to this. 2 days women's race. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, it's an historic two-stage race for the women here on the Tour de Yorkshire. We're in the historic marketplace of Beverley. I can see the Yorkshire flags just fluttering away. A little bit of breeze around at the moment, but on the whole, it's quite warm. It's still, we've got blue skies above us, and we've got this now familiar light blue inflatable that says start at Beverley, and the teams are gathering there now around about 30 seconds to the official start. And as we said right at the beginning, an historic event this, because we had a stage of the women's race last year. It started in Lizzie Dagnan's hometown of Otley. This year, of course, we've gone to two stages, and the prize money's fantastic as well.
And we're 10 seconds away from the start of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. Start of 2 days racing for these ladies, finishing in Doncaster tonight, and they are underway in the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. Off they go.
Wonderful start, Michael. This is only the ceremonial start, of course. The actual start is a little bit down the road.
Yeah, we've got 132 and a half kilometres today, so it will begin now with the teams just doing, as you say, a ceremonial lap of the marketplace here in Beverley. Huge crowds out here. We're 2-3 deep around the railings at the moment, and from here they will head off, of course, towards Ticton and Routh, and then of course we have a mountain stage cut to Bagaby Hill, around about 40 kilometres in, and a couple of sprints to watch out for today as well for these women in Pocklington and later on in Howden as well. So what we're seeing now is the team cars coming past. So we've got teams like Story Racing here, we've got other teams here like the Canyon team, Wiggle High Five, and a team from British Cycling as well, which includes Danny Rowe, who of course has been at the Commonwealth Games with Wales and we know better as an Olympic medalist.
And a little bit earlier on I caught up with Danny Rowe ahead of the today's tour.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to Beverley and the Tour de Yorkshire day one. And I think this is part of the caravan that's coming up a little bit later on. Tell me who you are, sir.
This is a delegation of Pakistan Consulate, the only diplomatic mission in Yorkshire. So last year we were part of Tour de Yorkshire again. This year again we are part of Tour de Yorkshire, and we are proud to be part of Yorkshire, whatever is there. To celebrate this festivities and the local festivities which are in the region. So we had these drummers last time, and this time Gary Verity requested me again that we should have the drummers because they really pick up the mood of the crowd.
And there are a lot of crowds out there already for the women's race, a load of crowds out there already. Yes. It's going to get busier and busier.
We saw on our way and people were waving us. And yesterday, I can tell you, we were at the opening ceremony, so we took our bus, and there were loads of people coming in and asking us, oh, are you bringing the bus again? Are you bringing the drummers again? So people have enthusiasm, and I'm very happy that we are back again here.
Yeah, no, it's a spectacular event, it really is. So are you just here for today, or are you going to be here for the whole weekend?
No, we are here for all 4 days.
Right, brilliant, okay. And can we have a little bit of a blast of some of the music that we'll be able to hear?
Yes,
here we go, then.
Sure.
Is it... Okay, here we go. That is amazing. Just tell me a little bit about this flute here. What's that?
This is a Shanai, played in Pakistan.
Wow.
And
okay.
In the UK, yes.
And that drum, that kicks out some noise, that,
that's
doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah, this is a Sufi tallis from Pakistan. It does kick out and it just gets people on a buzz, put some on a buzz.
Yeah, no, it certainly will do. Have a lovely time today. Thanks very much for your time there. Wonderful stuff at the Tour de Yorkshire on day one here in Beverley.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Day one, Tour de Yorkshire, with Russ Downing from the Holdsworth team. Russ, how are you going?
Yeah, feeling good. Sun's shining. Going nearly back home to Doncaster, so yeah, it's looking like a good day.
Some fantastic roads you're going to be riding on. A lot of the riders thinking this is probably the easiest of the 4 days. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think easiest in terrain, definitely, but maybe not the easiest to be fighting, you know, at the front. It's going to be a nervous race. So, yeah, a bit of local knowledge might come in handy there, for sure.
Have you helped out some of your teammates with your local knowledge?
Yeah, we've done a couple of recons and things, and obviously I know the roads when it gets closer to Doncaster, so, yeah, sort of hopefully lead the squad on the road and take them to the front when we need to be getting near there, really.
And an extremely famous cycling brand in Holdsworth and now based in Rotherham. Fantastic to be involved with that team, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's a team that was around in, late 60s. I think the last team was in 1978. Wow. And weirdly, that was the year I was born. So okay. to come on board as team captain and sort of, yeah, help move the project forward is a privilege.
Got to ask you about prep for today, because obviously it's a later start for the guys today because of the women's race going on earlier. Does that sort of like throw it out a little bit for you?
Yeah, definitely. We tend to normally like to eat like 3 hours before the race, and that 3 hours before the race we were actually on the road, so as soon as we left the hotel we needed to eat again, you know, like a second breakfast or some fuel. So yeah, a bit awkward, but yeah, it's bike racing.
Nothing wrong with a second breakfast though, is there?
No, it was just like, yeah, a bit of cold pasta in a Tupperware dish, yeah. It's not the best.
Not really sausage and bacon. And I do have to ask you about your socks. That is good sock game today. You've got these wonderful Argyle socks on today.
Yeah, some Argyle Allsworth socks. Got that many sock choices nowadays, it gets ridiculous. But yeah, chose for these. Feel comfy in these ones, so yeah, I've gone for these today. See what it is tomorrow, though.
I'll look out for them tomorrow. Russ, have a good day.
Thanks a lot, mate.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Day one, Tour de Yorkshire. We're with British Cycling's Team GB. It is Ben Swift. Ben, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. Not too bad. Happy the sun's out and, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, some great conditions, really, for riding today. Looking at this stage, whereabouts do you see the challenges of this one?
Today's perhaps the easiest stage out of the four, I think, with the weather as well that we've got today. There's not much wind out there. There's a little bit of wind. But certainly if the wind was stronger, that would be the crucial point today. But yeah, it's pretty the most flattest stage, and it's going to be the only guaranteed bunch sprint.
Coming from Yorkshire yourself, do you find added pressure being at a Tour de Yorkshire?
No, I wouldn't say added pressure. I think I race in a lot of high-pressured events. It makes it more exciting, I think, representing the national team in my home race. You know, I've certainly got unfinished business here. I've only rode the race once and unfortunately crashed out there. So, yeah, just looking forward to it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because it was disappointing in that first year of the Tour de Yorkshire, but there's unfinished business here, isn't there, for you?
Oh, there is. You know, it was really disappointing to crash out there. It was the first edition. Everybody was really excited. I'd done a lot of work for that race. I'd reconned everything and the whole team was riding for me, and then yeah, unfortunately got bad memories of crashing out there, but you know, try and forget about that. I've done a lot.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, we're down at the start of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. It's just about to get underway in the next few minutes. The teams are being introduced at the moment, and there's some kids down here who are getting very, very excited, and their teacher, Christine, is here. What school is it, Christine?
St Nicholas Primary School in Beverley.
And have you been doing lots of lesson plans about the Tour de Yorkshire?
Oh, definitely, making flags and all sorts.
I suppose it just writes your scheme of work and your lesson plans in the last few months, doesn't it?
It certainly encourages a lot of them, yeah.
Okay, kids, were you excited about the Tour de Yorkshire?
Yes!
What do you love about Tour de Yorkshire?
Oh, the fact that the of 22 teams and they're racing quite a lot every year.
They are, aren't they? What about yourself? Are you excited? Yeah? Okay, nodding. But doesn't work on radio, but carry on. What about you? What do you reckon? Quite happy about this today?
About the bikes.
About the bikes. You like the bikes? Do you think they're going to go really fast? How fast? As fast as a Formula One car?
One as fast as my bike.
Oh, really? You put a bet on someone? You're not old enough.
No, my grandma put it on for me, but put a bet on the Germans.
You put a bet on the Germans? Yeah. Well, if it was penalty shootout, they'd win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of yeah. But I mean, I put a bet on the Germans for this race.
Okay, okay. Do you stand to win a lot? Should I be being your friend?
I've put 20 quid on.
£20? That's a lot of pocket money. Good Lord. Wow, you're going to be a day of retard. What about you?
Well, my teddy woke me up this morning called Flops because she knew it was going to be the Tardy Archery. She just woke me up sunburst.
Wow, okay.
Not my sister's teddy didn't.
Really? Wow. They're not that bothered about it.
Because Ted didn't know. It was the Tardy Archer.
Ted didn't know.
All my teddies did. Oh. All of them was like, wake up, Lily. Shouting in my ear.
Dearie me.
If these Germans win, then that will give me £1,000 because I've already got 109 quid.
Wow, you're doing very well. That's unbelievable. Maths is obviously a very big subject in your class.
Oh, definitely is, yeah.
Listen, thanks very much for talking to you. Can I get a great big Yorkshire from you?
Yorkshire!
Yeah, live from the Tour de Yorkshire on the start line of day one in Beverley.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Welcome back, day one, Tour de Yorkshire, and I'm with JLT Condor's James Gullen. Hello, James, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day for it. Wonderful, perfect, almost perfect conditions, I'd say.
It is, yeah. We couldn't ask for much more. It's quite a nice temperature. It's not too hot. Sun's out and the crowd's here, so it should be a really good day.
Now, you should know something about these roads that you're going to be riding around on today. Have you been giving any hints and tips to your teammates?
Yeah, I'll do it each day. Today I don't know so much as the next 2-3 days coming up, but still today's fairly straightforward anyway because it's not too hilly. But tomorrow goes through my hometown and then the day after that goes through where my grandparents live and stuff, so I know those pretty well, yeah.
And what is it about Yorkshire? I mean, we seem to have just embraced cycling. I think Christian Prudhomme called us the new Belgians. What is it about Yorkshire and cycling?
I don't know. I think there's been quite a few successful riders come out of it. So, especially with the Olympics and the medals and people sort of like the fact that these riders have come from Yorkshire and been successful. And then the roads are really good and there's quite a big cycling scene here anyway. So all of that combined together with a big race like this on the roads, then people just love it.
And what's your preparation now ahead of the race? What do you have to carb up now, or how are you doing it?
We've had quite a good meal last night and a decent breakfast, so we're just doing that. And then now we'll have a few snacks, because it's quite a late stage, so it's quite hard to get the food right. So we don't really have time for lunch, but it's a bit too late to have like a breakfast, so we had like a big late breakfast. And then we'll sort of have some snacks leading up to it and then try and eat during the race.
And is there any part of the next 3 or 4 days that you're not looking forward to?
Looking forward to all of it, but the last stage will be hard no matter what. Whether you're doing well or not, that's going to just be a really hard day. So that'll be, look forward to it in some ways, as in the race will be still good, but it will be really hard on the legs.
Well, good luck for the next few days.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks very much. That's James Gullen from JLT Condor joining us on Proper Sport Radio this morning, live from the Tour de Yorkshire.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport. Thank you.
Welcome back to Beverley for day one of the Tour de Yorkshire, and the men's race has just got underway, and well, what excitement here in Beverley. There are thousands of people out and about on the streets today. It's a Thursday, no one's working, everybody's out celebrating. The ceremonial start has just taken place. Of course, Mark Cavendish getting a fantastic welcome. Of course, he crashed out in the Grand Départ 2014 and hasn't been back since, certainly hasn't represented Dimension Data before at the Tour de Yorkshire. Of course, Dimension Data with one of the winners from last year, of course, Serge Parallel, we're trying to defend his crown from last year, and of course Mark Cavendish, really, really popular here. But all the teams are off and running now from Beverley. They will now hop foot it 132 kilometres down to Doncaster, and it's going to be an exceptional day. A lot of the riders saying this is probably the easiest of the days, certainly in terms of hills. I think it's going to be very, very competitive. Should be a very fast race finish into Doncaster a little bit later on. We're going to give you a lot of the colour of what's been happening across the day on the first day of the Tour de Yorkshire as we continue our coverage on Proper Sport. We're going to be hearing from some of the riders that are in action right at the moment, and talking to some of the people who have been taking part in the festivities in Beverley and in Doncaster, and chatting to the women's winner as well from the women's race, which is already finished. Michael Waydock bringing you all of that. Keep it tuned to Proper Sport right the way throughout the afternoon for all your updates.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Welcome back to Beverley, day one of the Tour de Yorkshire. It's the fourth version, and joining me, we spoke to him last year, of course, famous Tour de France rider himself, is Brian Robinson. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. ready for the start, but not with the riders, of course.
No, it's 4 days this year, Brian, so it's got bigger and bigger every year, this event, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, welcome to Yorkshire. They're doing a tremendous job for cycling, not only men, ladies as well, which is, well, when you think from my sort of day, which was a really shoestring sport, it's tremendous, really, and I'm really proud of what Welcome to Yorkshire have done.
What is it, do you think, about the Yorkshire roads that quite a lot of these riders find so enticing?
I'm not sure about the roads. I think it's the spirit of the people, really. They come out and watch. I know it doesn't cost much, which is always a good thing in Yorkshire.
We like to be thrifty.
Well, that's true. But the hills, I mean, you can get everything in Yorkshire. You get the flat, the mountains, and I think we've got most things, really, plus the desire to do it.
Yeah. Like you said, it was done, like, on a shoestring in your day. What sort of memories do you have of that stage win?
Of the stage win itself, elation, really. Yeah. I mean, for a professional cyclist, it's the pinnacle apart from the World Championships, and it also puts your money up, which was essential in those days, of course. So it was sort of the start of a nice level career, if you like.
And like you say, the pinnacle of a career, apart from, say, the World Championships, and the good news is we've got the World Championships coming to Yorkshire next year. So we really are the cycling county.
I think we are. I think we've taken over from Australia, even with a little help from Australians, because we do use them quite a bit, but they've got the right attitude, and we've grown even stronger, so it's great, really. I mean, to see the difference in my lifetime, which has been long enough, really, it's great, it's fabulous.
Well, long may your lifetime continue, Brian. Thanks very much for your time today.
No problem, thank you.
Wonderful stuff. That's Brian Robinson, the Tour de France stage winner, of course. We're live at the Tour de Yorkshire. It's day one here in Wetherby, in Beverley, in fact, in Beverley, indeed.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
on commentary in Pocklington, the halfway stage, and we've seen the first King of the Mountain points jersey awarded in the last few moments. It's gone to Mike Cumming of the Madison Genesis team. He will wear the King of the Mountains jersey in stage two tomorrow. And we're seeing our first glimpse of the cyclist now. Pocklington welcomes La Tour de Yorkshire is the banner across the marketplace. The cyclists turn into the straight now, past the Arts Centre and the Blackball Pub, and our first glimpse of them now, and it's Great Ayton's Harry Tanfield, who has a slight lead over the five other men in this breakaway group. Axel Journeo, Mike Cumming, Ali Slater, Tom Bayliss and Emerson Arante bringing up the rear, but it's Harry Tanfield of Yorkshire who's leading it out through Pocklington, the halfway stage on stage one of the men's race of the Tour de Yorkshire. 89 and a half kilometres to go on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
We're at the finish line in Doncaster. The women's race, of course, finishing lunchtime today, and the men's race later on. Jeff and Trudy are with me. They're a couple of the tour makers. What made you want to come and get involved and volunteer, Jeff?
No, just because I love bike riding, and it's Yorkshire. The sun's shining. What else could you ask for?
And what's your role today, Trudy?
Just mingling with the crowd, answering any questions if possible, just looking out for making sure nobody tries to get over the barrier or do anything silly, but having a good time.
So just tell us how you become a tour maker then. What's the process?
Just apply online to Tour de Yorkshire, and they just get back to you and tell you where to go and when.
And what made you think you wanted to be a tour maker and be here, Trudy?
Just wanted to be part of it, seeing the Tour de France on the telly, watched the Tour de France in France, and wanted to be part of it.
And is there anyone in particular you've come to see, any team, any cyclists?
Well, of course, we're all shouting for Mark Cavendish and hoping he's well after his accident a few months ago. And but no, generally supporting everybody who has the strength and the nerve to do it. Yeah, they've all worked very hard.
We've got beautiful weather. Here we are on stage one for the women and the men on day one. So far, so good. There are no issues to report.
No. Everything's looking fine. Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves, and that's what it's all about.
Well, there are an army of volunteers here in Doncaster at the finish. There's an army of volunteers right across the route. Thank you very much to both of you. Thanks for speaking to Proper Sport.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
On commentary on Proper Sport in Doncaster, it's stage one of the women's race, this historic two-stage women's race, and we're seeing this bunch sprint as expected on this very flat stage one. There is about 30-40 riders all coming to the front together now. It's a real dogfight to try and get there to the front, but we have our winner. The winner of the first stage of the Tour de Yorkshire for the Wiggle High 5 team is Kirsten Wild of the Netherlands. It's Kirsten Wild's stage in Doncaster. She has won stage one of the women's race on the Tour de Yorkshire. Kirsten Wild with her arms aloft. She beat off the other sprinters as they headed down this finish straight. And it's Kirsten Wild's day in Doncaster. Proper Sport with the winner of stage one of the women's race, Kirsten Wild. Kirsten, congratulations. What does it mean to win in Doncaster?
Yeah, it's really nice to win here. So we have a British sponsor, Wiggle, and I think they're really happy to show the team that we are really a strong team. And yeah, I really like this stage and this sprint. And yeah.
Talk us through the race from your point of view.
Well, the beginning was a bit more tough, and the final was flat, and it was really chaotic in the last 20k. I felt the pressure that everybody wanted to sprint, and so did we.
Just talk us through the crowds and the atmosphere outside there today.
There's so many people and they're so enthusiastic. Even we started at 8 o'clock, they were already standing on the side of the road, and it's really cool to see.
And can you defend this jersey, final question, tomorrow and be the general classification winner?
Yeah, of course I can, but it's not really up to me. I think I give the pressure to my teammates. They're better climbers than I am.
Kirsten, great speech. You well done.
Thank you.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome back to the Tour de Yorkshire day one. We're getting ready for the finish here in Doncaster, and there's been a breakaway group for around about the last half an hour of around five riders, including from Yorkshire, Harry Tanfield, number 166. He's in that group alongside One Pro Cycling's Tom Bayliss, Emerson Arone, and Mike Cummings as well from Madison Genesis. You can hear the noise as those head of the course come down the final straight. They are absolutely sprinting. They've done everything they possibly can. And the winner, number 166, Harry Tanfield. Fantastic win by the Yorkshireman as everybody else comes through. You can hear the bikes coming through and the speed they're making down this final straight. But Harry Tanfield, number 166, has already won the digital jersey for Cannon Iceberg earlier on. But Harry Tanfield wins stage one of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018. A fantastic win. We'll be catching up with him soon. And don't forget to download the Tour de Podcher, and you'll get all the details and all the interviews from day one of the Tour de Yorkshire. And we'll be back, of course, tomorrow on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podcher. From Proper Sport.
Harry, Proper Sport, congratulations. How many jerseys does one man need?
Oh, no, yeah, I've got many now. Got the leaders, the sprints, and the most aggressive one. So I was going to redo my room when I got back anyway, so I'm going to get all them framed up on the wall. It's going to look outrageous.
It will look pretty good, won't it? Did you think you were going to do it at any point during that race?
Yeah, when it got to inside the last 2 kilometres and we couldn't see him, I was like, right, we got this. If we can keep, you know, we can keep above like 55k an hour, like, we got this. And I just, from that point onwards, you think you're knackered, but the sort of the pain in the legs goes away because you know that you can make it. And it's like, well, you know, everyone's committed to riding because there's five of us, and, you know, that break's going to the line and we're getting the top five. So that's why I was encouraging everyone. We were shouting, you know, come on, guys, we can actually do it. We can do it. And that positive encouragement, it makes everyone, you know, spur on a little bit and give that little bit extra. And that's ultimately what we needed. I mean, we had it comfortably in the end. It wasn't that close. Like, the you know, dare say, the line could have been 500 metres up the road and we might have still got it. It's, we've pulled the wool over some sprint teams today, haven't we? So, pretty mega, really. Considering it wasn't that fast a finish either. It was, I mean, obviously, if it was tailwind for the last 20k, then fair enough. Like, we could have, you know, potentially done it a bit easier, but with it being the way the wind was most of the day, crosshead and stuff, it generally favours the bunch. After we've been up the road for 180k, we're all pretty gassed, and the sprinter team's got gas left to pull us back. So can't complain. Like, it's mega day out. Yeah.
Did you go into the tour this year thinking that, you know, you've got a real good chance of doing something this year?
I went into it wanting the. Obviously, I looked at today's stage; it's relatively flat and stuff. So today's a good day for the breakaway or a sprint. So, but obviously, if I got in the breakaway, then I'd be getting. I've got a better looking at the combativity if I ride it well and go for the sprints and stuff like that. So my goal today was, we had the team meeting last night. Was me and two of the guys looking for the breakaway, ideally me. And I said to a few of my friends today, you know, be watching because I'm going to get in the breakaway. So I made sure I was in the breakaway.
And how do you relax tonight? Can you relax at all ahead of tomorrow? You've just got to carb up?
Yeah, we're going to have some chicken dinner. definitely chicken dinner tonight, I hope. just got to relax and... I don't know, I don't even want to turn my phone on because it'd be going absolutely mental. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go and ring my girlfriend and... I won her a teddy bear anyway, so she'll be pretty happy with that.
She'll be happy. Congratulations. Well done, Harry. Cheers.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for day one of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018, and what a day. I don't think anybody expected that. We've had fantastic weather, we've had a great turnout for both the women's and the men's race, and we've had a Yorkshire winner of the men's race, Harry Tanfield from North Yorkshire. In fact, he took all three jerseys today. He was absolutely awesome. What a day, and I don't think you could get a better result for the Tour de Yorkshire than Harry Tanfield winning. Spectacular. We move on to tomorrow and day two of the women's race, day two. 2 of the men's race, final day for the women of course, we get underway in Barnsley tomorrow morning, and he'll have updates on proper radio right the way throughout the day of course. And don't forget another Tour de Podger, you'll be able to download that tomorrow with all of the excitement from day 2.
The Tour de Podger from Proper Sport.